Hello, I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry here.
你好，我是拉比克兰卓。
I'm bringing you some words that are really tied to what you've gone through in July and in August, and it's a period called the Dire Straits. It's by the time in the Hebrew calendar, it's the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av.
在今天的信息开始之前，我要先跟你谈一下我们刚刚经历的5785年险峻峡湾。那么这段时间的计算是从塔摩斯月17号一直到埃波月9号的黄昏，也就是从7月中一直到8月初。在这段时间中，你们很多人会经历到一些压力和混乱，你可以用你的葡萄园中跑进几只狐狸来捣乱形容它。可能家中有些实际的东西损坏，或者是与家人之间的关系变得紧张，好像变得喜欢在鸡蛋里挑骨头，容易挑剔对方，然后在收支上入不敷出。拉比说，每一年到这个时候，我们家多少也会经历这些状况。
It's an attack of the enemy, and one of the reasons is this time of the dire straits is a time of pressure for purification and promotion, not destruction and pain.
那么其实这些都是从仇敌来的攻击，其中一个原因是因为在险峻峡湾这段期间，它的目的是一个被提升之前洁净的预备，而不是为了让你经历破坏、受挫和痛苦。
You don't understand what's going on. The pressure and the pain is coming to us so that we, as the word from last week, is that we'll surrender.
但是如果我们不明白险峻峡湾的目的，我们只会觉得这段时间就是受苦和受压。那么有什么解套的方法呢？就是降服和交托。
Lord doesn't want us hanging on to anything too tight.
神不要我们对任何事物抓得太紧，也就是说我们不要执着于任何事物。不管是对金钱、地位、人际关系、计划，或者是掌控过分的执着，而是愿意交托给神，让神来管理。拉比就提到，我过去曾经上过高尔夫球课，那么我在做一个初学者的时候，学习挥杆的技巧有一个原则，我想这个原则运用在属灵层面是很恰当的。就是我的高尔夫球教练告诉我说，当我要挥杆的时候，我握杆的方式不是把这个杆子握得很紧，而是要轻松的拿捏，那个力度就好像我在挤牙膏的时候，我的力量要恰如其分，挤出来我刷牙的时候要放在牙膏上面的分量，而不是用力一挤把半管牙膏都挤出来。
That's pretty much what I'm saying here with whatever you're striving or accomplishing in your goals to grow.
拉比说，这就是我要告诉你们的，特别是当你有些事情正在挣扎奋力，或者是在完成你这一阶段对自己所写下的成长目标。
Whatever you're trying to get done, this is the key, is you don't want to squeeze or hang on too tight. This is a season of surrender.
也就是不管你在做什么，你都不要试图自己去掌控它，因为这个季节是交托给神、降服于神的季节。
A word for you on this covenant connection, trust.
那么现在我有一个先知性的话语要给你，就是在你与神的盟约关系当中，你要信任神。现在就让我们一起祷告吧。
Father God, I choose to trust you, not based off what I see, hear, feel, or know. I trust you because if you said it, then you shall bring it to pass, because you are not a man that you should lie.
天父，我选择信任你。我信任你，并不是因为我看见、听见，或者是感受到什么。我信任你是因为，当你应许我什么，最终一定会成就的，因为你是一位不说谎的神。
Trust the Lord.
拉比说，信任神就是我对你的建议。那么接下来，让我们来听这个季节很重要的另外一个元素，就是以撒迦的恩膏。提到属灵的洞察力的时候，我们常常提到以撒迦的恩膏。拉比也提到，很多人认可他有以撒迦的恩膏，但是很少人要求他教导以撒迦的恩膏，因为多半大家会直接问他，现在神在说什么。但是由于现在我们处在一个征战的季节，带到勇士要有以撒迦的恩膏，按照神的旨意和启示，不但为以色列祷告守望，也为自己和自己的家来祷告守望。所以接下来我们就要进入拉比教导我们什么是以撒迦的恩膏，以及关于以撒迦恩膏的五个特质。当然拉比在过去就以撒迦的恩膏有很多的教导，那么借着今天这个信息，拉比要再剖析一次什么是以撒迦的恩膏，以及透过五个重点让我们明白并运作在这个恩膏当中。
There's different leaders that have said that I carry an Issachar anointing. that think that it's one of the reasons like I minister it, because they think that they perceive that I'm carrying that actual anointing.
首先拉比说，今天我要来跟你们谈以撒家的恩膏，是因为我碰到一些不同的领袖，他们说他们看到我身上有以撒家的恩膏。那么当然每个人有不同的恩赐和特质，但是我想以撒家的恩膏在此时是非常的重要。
Coming from a business background, timing is everything. And the Issachar anointing is about how to understand God's time so that you can live in a safe, prosperous, supernatural way.
拉比提到他是从职场出来的，那么在职场当中讲究的就是时机，就是一切。而以撒家的恩膏就是能够了解神的时机，使我们能够活在一个安全、昌盛和超自然的生活层面中。
So let's go to the scripture. If you go to 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, From the tribe of Issachar there were 200 leaders, and of the tribe with their relatives, all these men, so this is the key, all these men understood the sign of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take.
让我们来看圣经上怎么说以撒家恩膏，这是在历代志上12章32节。这里说以撒家支派有200族长都通达食物，然后重点来喽，重点就是他们通达食物，知道以色列人所当行的。
Experiences with this subject with they would call round tables to work at 4 or 5 leaders in a conference, and they'll ask the question like what you're doing. And the first thing that I bring out that I feelThat's helped me is, first of all, they say signs, and then they say the best course for Israel.
那么我曾经在所谓领袖群的圆桌会议当中，以这个恩膏帮助了我。因为在这个经文当中，他说以撒家的恩膏，他们通达食物，也就是他们可以在当下的时机当中看到迹象，然后知道该去做什么事情对以色列人是最好的。
So you have to ask yourself the question, what does Israel...look to for signs to know what they should do.
所以这个恩膏的角度是在看到一些预兆或迹象之后，知道以色列人当做什么事。
That's the moon. So now you're getting into the calendar.
那么要从哪里看迹象呢？拉比提到就是从月亮的阴晴圆缺，这指的就是希伯来的历法。
And so every time I've ever brought that up, usually in the room, if there's a gasp, like, whoa, we didn't see that side.
每次当我在这样的圆桌会议当中提出这个重点的时候，大家就会倒抽一口气说，啊，我们要从月亮的阴晴圆缺中看到什么迹象呢？
Because what they'll do is they'll quote the scripture, 1 Chronicles 12:32, and they'll say, Issachar, their gift was to know the signs and times.
虽然大家都会引用这节经文，就是以撒家的支派，他们通达时务，懂得看天象的预兆以及知道时机。
But you have to go on to say, and what Israel ought to do.
但是有这样的恩膏会看天象，从迹象当中看到时机，目的是知道以色列要去做什么，对以色列是最好的。
If you're going to understand what Israel needs to do, then you need to understand the calendar, the biblical Hebraic calendar.
那么这个逻辑就是，如果你要知道以色列在什么时机中当做什么事情，你必须去了解圣经中所依循的希伯来历。
And so there was 200 leaders, so there's a small amount. So this is a small group of people who actually understand the Hebrew calendar and know how to translate it into time, task, and activity and what the nation ought to do in order to prosper.
我们看到他提到以撒家支派有200族长，那么其实只有200个人，这200位领袖代表人数不多，他们就是一小群真正能够明白希伯来历法。并知道如何将它转化成为时间、任务和行动的人，然后知道以色列该做什么事情才能使这个国家是繁荣昌盛的。
Look at world events right now. If you look at this season, and I know now we're into the summer, but if you look back at the war in Israel and Iran, when did it actually start to come to a finish point? Was on Sivan, the month of Sivan 23.
希伯来历的精准在哪里呢？我们可以看看最近所发生的世界大事，就是。我们回顾过去以色列跟伊朗之间的战争什么时候来到一个终点线呢？就是在今年5785年西元月的23日。
Well, the 23rd of Sivan is when Mordecai made the edict or decrees that reversed what Haman, and the Haman spirit is what comes out of Iran.
在圣经中以斯帖记8章9到14节这里记载着莫迪盖重新颁布谕令，废除了之前哈曼要在一日之间灭除犹太人的恶魔。 那么哈曼背后的邪灵就是来自现今伊朗这个地区。
That decree was actually released on the 23rd, and on the 23rd what he did is he denounced what Haman said about the death to the Jews, and he decreed the prosperity and the health and the life for the Jewish people.
那么在西班月的23号，莫迪盖颁布新的谕旨，允许犹太人在亚当月13日武装自卫，反击仇敌，为犹太的百姓宣告此后他们要活出健康和昌盛的生命了。
And so if you follow it, the day after is when Trump hit the three nuclear sites with the bunker busters.
那我们把时间快转到现在的5785年，西湾月23号，也是2025年美国东岸时间的6月21号和伊朗时间进入6月22日。如果你跟着这个时间线，就是川普总统下令用碉堡克星导弹炸弹轰炸了伊朗三处的核设施的日子。
This is all following the biblical calendar.
这些时间点都符合希伯来历的日子。
We did, I think it was in 2022, we went to the state of Missouri and we activated what we call the Truman Blessing because Harry S. Truman was used as a one new man, Harry S. Truman and David Ben-Gurion, to birth Israel a nation in a day.
接着拉比提到，在2022年的时候，我们一行人到了密苏里州，在那里启动了所谓的杜鲁门祝福，因为杜鲁门总统以一个合一行人的身份与当时的以色列总理大卫·本古里安一起为以色列立国催生，治国一日而生。
So we tapped into that blessing and we had the governor in Jeff City, you know, say, okay, we're going to actually decree and declare a Truman Blessing Day, and that the blessing would come out of Missouri, bless the United States, and bless Israel.
所以2022年我们承接了这个祝福，当时密苏里州的州长在密苏里州的杰弗逊城市宣布，我们将正式的颁布并宣告一个杜鲁门祝福日，指这个祝福从密苏里州出发，去祝福拉比的国家以及以色列。
Take that decree to President Itzhak Herzog, the president of Israel. He signs it off. He comes in agreement.
拉比说，接着我们把这个宣告带给以色列的总统以撒赫尔佐格，他也签字表明同意。
So let's just look at the spiritual side. Where did the deliverance come for Israel? It came out of where? Where did B-2 bombers come from?
那我们从属灵的层面来看这件事情，我们来看5785年的西湾月23号，也就是一个多月前，以色列与伊朗之间的战争，因为 B-2 轰炸机向伊朗的地底核设施投下了三枚钻地弹，而使这场战争结束。我们来看看以色列的拯救是从哪里来的，也就是这些 B-2 轰炸机是从哪里飞出去的。
Missouri
正是美国的密苏里州。那么提到这个巧合的时候，与拉比对谈的主持人戴尔就问拉比说，这对我来说真是太不可思议了，尤其是当它关乎着具体的日子，还有由这些具体的日子所发出的宣告和法令的时候，真的很不可思议。但是当拉比你带着我们一步一步理解的时候，就发现这些点都被连起来了，尤其是对信徒。那么甚至就算你不是信徒，你听到这些，看到这些，你会明白这些事情是发生在神的历上面特别的日子，因为这些例子在圣经中，在现实生活当中实在太多了。当我们不管是回顾过去或者是现在，把这些线索串联起来，要忽视都很难。但是某些基督徒却选择去忽视这些，然后又纳闷为什么他们的生命中在某些时刻会发生某些状况。他们执意不愿意去理解关于神的力，对我来说真的不可思议。那么戴尔就提到说，如果这个现象发生在3-4年前我自己的身上，我还能理解，因为那个时候我也不明白神的力。但是现在这些教导越来越多，但是有些基督徒就是执意的不相信神是以他的力在运作的，但是他们硬是不愿意试图去了解。那么拉比你怎么看这些事呢？
Well, I think what happens is it depends on how you're filtering.
拉比就回应说，我想这是与你从哪个角度来看这些事情有关。
Well, you know, this month, like the month of Tammuz and the 17th of Tammuz, if we look at that month, so what happened? The biggest thing that happened isThe 12 spies go out, and they're all looking at the same promised land.
就拿埃伯月的前一个月，塔摩斯月，在摩西时代，就是在这个时间点， 摩西派了十二个探子去探勘神给他们的应许之地。
But you have 10 that are filtering it through fear, and Joshua and Caleb who are filtering it through faith.
这十二个人去探勘的是同一个地方，眼睛所看到的都是相同的东西，但是其中十个人，他们是用恐惧的心态去看应许之地上面的一切，但是另外两个，也就是约书亚和加勒，他们是用信心的眼光去看这片他们要得的应许之地。
So all of them see giants. Two see giants like a great, not just giant, but giant fruit, giant opportunity.
其中十个人所看到的什么都是巨大的，巨大的敌人，巨大的难处。但是另外两个人看到的也都是巨大的，就是巨大的果实，巨大的机会。
Our giant God.
还有大到没有任何事情可以与他比拟的神。
Just looked at the giants and say they're going to destroy us.
那么其他以恐惧的眼光来看事情的十个探子看到的都是身形彪悍的大巨人。
They're all looking at the same thing, so it has to do with a mindset.
当每个人所看见的东西都一样的时候，为什么反应会差这么多呢？原因就是他们的心态是不一样的。
So the good thing about the Issachar anointing is you know the time and seasons.
而以撒迦恩膏的好处就是他们知道时机，看得懂迹象。那比如说，所以我要就他们的恩膏特质来深入。
At Rosh Hashanah, we start this year, and we go into biblical year 5785. We went into this year as the windows of heaven are open.
那我们就要记得今年是5785年，在我们进入5785年的新年的时候，我曾经说过，今年的象征是窗户。
The window, windows.
我不断地强调。窗户，窗户，窗户。
Windows of heaven, things coming up through not doors, but windows opening up, coming from heaven to bring deliverance.
特别我提到的是天窗，是窗户而不是门户。那么借着这个打开的天窗，神赐下拯救。
So let's go back to these B-2 bombers. What did the B-2 bombers do? The B-2 bombers came from the land of the Truman blessing, literally.I believe there were 7 of them. 7 is perfection.
那我们就来看在西元月23号从颁布杜鲁门祝福日的起源地密苏里州起飞的这些简称 B-2 的战机，事实上他们有一个更贴切的名字叫做 B-2 幽灵逆踪轰炸机，而他们出动的一共有7架，而7是代表完全。他们一路从美国的密苏里州飞到伊朗去。那么这些炸弹是投向核设施的大门吗？不，不是的。
What did they do? They went and they dropped bombs into the window of the ventilators over these buried factories under the ground.
这些 B-2 轰炸机带着炸弹飞越千里到了伊朗，把炸弹投进伊朗核武设施地下工厂通风井上方的窗口。
And they literally were so accurate that they were able to drop thousands and thousands of pound bombs. Like there were 30,000 pounds, something like that.
那么他们能够精准地将这些重达数万磅，拉比提到，我记得大概是30,000磅左右的炸弹，精准地从通风井的窗口投进去。
But this is how my mind, I have an Issachar mindset. I'm saying in 5785, on Sivan 23, when Mordecai decreed...that Haman would be hung on his own gallows. Happens is a bomb from the Truman blessing comes and falls through the vented window, the skylight, where the air comes into these facilities. And these things literally corkscrewed down. They literally hit the exact spot of that ventilator so it could go to the bottom of the facility. Corkscrewed down into it. Into what?
那么拉比说，就我以撒迦的思维，我解读这件事情就是。在西元月的23号，当莫迪改宣告哈曼会被挂在自己的木架上的时候，这个来自杜鲁门祝福日的起源地密苏里州起飞的战机所携带的炸弹到伊朗设施工厂的上空投射炸弹从天而降，精准地穿过这个工厂的通风窗口，而这些钻地弹精准地进入通风井后，就像一个螺丝起子一样螺旋贯穿地底的设施，彻底的终结要摧毁的目标。
Didn't come into the door where they're driving all these big trucks in. No, that was 5784, the year of the door. This was the windows of heaven.
这些炸弹并不是由运输的卡车被承载由大门进入，而是从通风井的窗口被精准的投入。提到门户，那是5784年的主题。但是在5785年开始的时候， 拉比就先知性的预言，这是天窗敞开的一年。
Oh, and so literally the world got delivered from a tyrannical regime.
借着这个行动，实际上这个世界从一个暴虐政权的手中获救了。此话怎说呢？拉比解释到一段我们可能不知道的秘辛。
The only reason they're interested in centrifuges and nuclear weapons is because they want to be able to attach one of those to one of these guided missiles. They don't need that for Israel. They've thrown thousands of missiles into Israel. The reason they're doing this is because they plan on throwing one into the United States, in the East Coast.
要知道伊朗唯一感兴趣的就是制造核武器，还有取得导弹上面所需要的稀有元素的离心机，因为他们要把这些装在核武的导弹上。但是重点是他们并不需要用这些武器来对付以色列。别忘了，他们已经向以色列发射了成千上万枚导弹。伊朗紧锣密鼓地制造这些武器的缘故，是因为他们计划要把核弹发射到美国的东岸。
You got to think about it. Israel and Donald Trump saved the world from a nuclear disaster.
那么你想想看，借着以色列、川普的联手行动，拯救了这个世界免于一场核武之灾。
But taking it into the Issachar, this was the year that the windows were heaven were open. This was the year to activate the Truman blessing out of Missouri.
但是我们从以撒家的恩高和洞察力来看这件事情，5785年是跟天窗有关，是天窗打开的一年。而这一年，我们要从美国密苏里州启动杜鲁门总统所带来的祝福。
So this is, the, I mean, this is going to go down in the history books of these B-2 bombers flying all the way around. And literally, when they take off, these bombs are so heavy they have to take off with half fuel.
这些决定行动都会被载入史册的。那么拉比就提到说，这些 B-2 轰炸机他们在执行任务的时候，因为他们所负载的炸弹太重了，所以起飞的时候他们只能装载一半的燃料，不然没有办法起飞升空。
They take off with half fuel and they're refueling and they're going and refueling and they're going.
所以他们得一路上不断地加油，再继续飞，然后停下来，再加油，再继续飞，直到完成任务。
It's so frustrating for me that people like CNN side with the tyrannical Iran, the Ayatollahs. They side with them and say, well, it didn't really take that big of a hit.
拉比说，如此艰巨、辛苦、危险的任务，但使我挫败的是，像 CNN 这样的媒体，但站在伊朗阿亚图政权的那一边说，这次轰炸的结果对伊朗的打击没有那么大。
Now, I couldn't bring it up in the podcast the other day, but I'll bring it up now because it's in articles in the news. But Israel had soldiers on the ground. So when Trump was saying, no, I know that these were direct hits, and I know that there was complete destruction.This is because IDF was with the CIA on the ground, looking down the hole and going, this is a goner.
拉比说，之前我在我的信息中提过，但是我没有办法明说，但是现在这些都已经在媒体报道了，所以我可以告诉你们，就是在这个任务的当时，以色列的地面部队实际上在那里。所以当川普说，我确认这是直接的命中，已经将伊朗埋在地底深层的核武彻底摧毁的时候，是因为以色列的国防军，也就是 IDF 以及 CIA 美国的中情局的人员，在现场经过实际的勘察，确认目标已经被摧毁了。
But then you have like CNN and the fake news coming out saying, oh, you know, in 2 months they'll be reworking. It's not even going to be years. Those sites are completely destroyed.
但是 CNN 这样的新闻媒体还出来释放不实的消息，说这些摧毁的程度大概2个月就可以恢复了。拉比说，不，这些设施已经全数被摧毁，就算几年也恢复不了。
The whole point is that depending on who you're listening to, let's say you're a CNN watcher, you think, oh my gosh, this was a complete crazy man, Trump.Partners with crazy Bibi, and they throw this bomb out there, and then nothing happens, and they spend, you know, billions of dollars doing this and everything.
所以我的重点是，你的心态会来自你决定听从哪边的。如果你相信的是 CNN 新闻的报道，那么你会觉得这疯狂的川普以及以色列总理纳塔雅胡联手，花了这么多的经费、时间、精力，也没有做成什么事。
Exactly what happened is on the exact time of Safon 23, right after the decree is made, actually the world is saved from Satan, a demonic spirit that's wanting to nuke the world.
而事实上，就在西万月23日，在宣告完成之后， 这个世界真的从撒旦的手中被拯救了。
And so they're not just going to take nuclear warheads and keep them for themselves. They're going to want to run them through all their proxies. They're going to run it, get those nuclear warheads to proxies here in the United States when the open borders and came.
所以这些人不光是要制造核弹的导弹头存放在伊朗，同时他们要把它发送给围绕着以色列这些敌对以色列邻国的代理人。拉比也提到，当他的国家再次开放边境的时候，伊朗也会把这些核弹头交给从边境进入要使这些核弹在美国引爆的恐怖分子。
To me, being the Issachar, being spiritually awake to know how to pray and decree, all the real apostolic prophets were praying this according to the Issachar. They were praying according to the calendar.
拉比说，所以对我来说，拥有以撒迦的恩膏在灵里是清醒的，知道如何祷告和宣告的重要性。而所有真正的使徒和先知在运用以撒迦恩膏的启示祷告的时候，他们也会按照神的力所启示的时间表来祷告。我可以把我在电话当中跟代祷者们的对话展示给你们看，这些代祷者在那段时间祷告的重点都是西湾月23号，以斯帖和莫迪改用王的印重新所下谕旨的这件事，以这个启示在现代这个时刻来为以色列以及伊朗敌对以色列所做的事情要承受的结果所做的代祷跟宣告，而发生在伊朗的事情就正如他们所宣告的。
Can't do that if you don't have the Issachar anointing. There's something about having a certainty, confidence.In your prayer life is more than just faith. It's honoring God.
而这些事情如果没有以撒迦的恩膏是做不到的，因为以撒迦的恩膏，它的洞察力使你在你的祷告当中有一种确定性。这个确定性远超过所谓的信心。
It means you've labored to rest so that you can see God saying.
这是因为你竭力的进入安息，才能说出神此刻要说出的话。拉比说，当你在神指定的时机宣告神的话语的时候，你个人的生命就会得到见证的果效。但是不光是说为这种全球性的大事在代祷，就是你个人的生命也可以经历祷告的果效。
It's giving this to you is because most people, everything I just said, most people didn't even know it, this went down this way. But in my intercessory prayer world, we're all sitting here giving shouts for joy, blowing shofars, phones blowing up, going, oh my goshWe're kind of like the Air Force that came out of Missouri, and they're all just going, man, we finally got to do this.
举一个例子，因为大多数的人根本不知道这件事情背后的属灵脉络。拉比说，但是在我的代祷圈子里面，我们为着这个行动都已经开始吹响号角，欢呼雀跃。在那个时机，我的手机里面，代祷者彼此传递信息，以至于信息爆满了神时机的精准以及祷告的果效。我们就像那一群在密苏里的空军基地，终于接到起飞的命令，终于等到使命要完成的时刻了。
What's interesting that they don't understand about this is that they were planning to remove the nuclear threat in Iran out of Missouri for 10 years.
而有意思的是，他们不知道，在密苏里州空军基地的这些受训的空军们，已经为了准备除去伊朗的核武，做了10年的准备。
They have been practicing for 10 years.
也就是说，他们为这个细密的流程已经演练了10年。
10 years, they were doing dry runs, flying with the weight, not the real bomb, flying, refueling, getting all the kinks out so that the day when it was time to go, they were ready to go.
这实际的演练是什么呢？就是在这十年间，他们反复的进行无实弹的负重飞行训练。这些飞行员在途中要练习停下来加油，然后要排除故障，如此演习了10年，只为了在行动的时刻精准的出击。
And they knew the exact time and the exact place. And bottom line is they had 3 whole ones.
他们清楚的知道行动的时间以及目标所在的地点，而最终他们彻底的摧毁了3处伊朗核武器所在的核心设施。听到这里，主持人戴尔就说，听来一切好像都跟预备有关。当你处在一个等候停滞期，但是如果你没有在这样的季节里面继续的为你所要的结果做准备，那么当时机来到的时候，你就没有办法把握那个时机。
Let's go through the five characteristics. And, this is a key. It is steps.
拉比说没有错，现在就让我们来看以撒迦恩膏的五个特质，因为这些跟步骤有关。接着拉比提到，在过去一段时间，如果你一直关注我的信息，你会听到我提醒你们，在这个夏天，你要为即将发生的坏事有所预备，而且你要做个决定，就是要意志坚定的定锚在你所写下的成长目标上，向着你被呼召来的标杆直奔，不要被所发生的坏事或者所听到的坏消息弄到分心，而偏离了你当行的道路。拉比说，其实在这段时间我常常这样提醒你们，但是有的人听了，可能在一天或者是几天之内也没有什么坏消息或坏事发生，他们就忽略了我的警告。
But you need to understand, in this season of time, this would be a word for you, is this. Number one, the first characteristic is intercessory prayer warriors. Issachar prayer warriors know how to pray and decree in season.
所以现在我就要告诉你，代祷勇士们要有以撒迦的恩膏，需要具备五个特质。第一就是，具有以撒迦恩膏的代祷勇士，懂得按照季节来宣告和祷告。也就是说，这些代祷者他们不会用一些通用性的祷告，包括主啊，拯救我，祝福我，帮助我，供应我，这样子一般性的祷告。当然这些祷告都很棒。
What they're doing is they're saying, Father God, we know right now exactly what's coming. We know that we're coming into the month of Av. We're coming into the ninth of Av. Father God, we break every assignment of every sleeper cell that is going to try to go to any event.
这些具有以撒迦恩膏的代祷勇士们，他们会精准的宣告，比如他们会宣告，天父，我们清楚的知道我们即将进入埃珀月，我们即将破境埃珀月九号，这个具有灾难性的日期。天父，我们要破坏所有潜在破坏的阴谋。接着拉比提到了一个见证，就是在过奥克拉荷马大学的足球场，他们刚刚阻止了一起恐怖的袭击，因为有人准备要引爆炸弹。那么这是因着具有以撒迦恩膏的代祷者，他们按着时节祷告，提前瓦解了这个恐怖攻击的阴谋。
Right, that the different organizations that we have protected us and found it, but the prayer of the intercessors in the Issachar knew that this was a time.
当然各部门协同破坏这个炸弹阴谋是非常值得赞许的，但是具有以撒迦恩膏的代祷者们明白这是一个充满危机需要警醒祷告的时机，所发出的祷告为这个阴谋被揭露并且阻止才是关键。
Second, a spiritual awakening or an alert.
第二个关键就是要有属灵的觉醒与警醒。
The Issachar anointing knows how to alert people. That's what I'm doing with you right now. I'm telling you, you need to be awake. Don't fall asleep this summer.
以撒迦的恩膏需要知道如何唤醒众人，拉比就说，这正是我现在对你们所做的。我告诉你们，你们得保持苏醒，特别是在这个夏天，你在灵里不能够昏睡。
This is a time, you know, I'm going to be taking some time off this summer, and one of the reasons I'm doing it is to not really even so much relax, but to dial down, spend more time in the courts of heaven, so I know what God wants to say during the fall feast.
因为今年夏天是一个很关键的时刻，拉比就提到他自己在今年的夏天要花一些时间进行安息，这个安息不是为了放松，而是寻求更深上到天上法庭，以至于我知道在今年秋天节期神要给我们什么样的启示。
My goal is to say, Lord, what is it that you want to say at Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot?
我要在天上法庭寻求神要给我们今年秋天的节期，也就是神在吹角节、赎罪日以及祝棚节要给我们的话语，因为在这个季节我能够把正确的启示从天上带下来给你们是非常的重要。
Third thing is understanding the times.
第三个关键就是明白时机。
We need to understand that the times that we're in.
我们需要明白我们处在什么样的时机中。拉比说，我想很多基督徒不明白我们现在正处在征战的时刻中。
Say this to Israel. Israel's coming back to normal. Had a good conversation with my team over there this morning. Everyone's all excited about this. But at the same time, they have to be able to finish what's happening down in Gaza.
拉比说，总有一天以色列会回到平常的日子，但是眼前加沙的战役还没有结束，所以我们要对此刻的征兆以及时机保持高度的警觉。
Fourth, the Issachar anointing act when wickedness is released.
第四就是当恶人行恶的时候，以撒家的恩膏要被释出去阻止恶行。比如现在我们从新闻媒体当中听到很多新闻，虽然这些新闻没有真实性或者是真实性存疑，但是我们要知道仇敌释出这些新闻的目的是为了要恐吓你，使你惊恐害怕。
Just recently in the government of Iran, this wasn't like 2 weeks ago, this was a day or two ago from when this we're doing this podcast, they were still chanting death to Israel, death to the United States. So even after losing these three nuclear sites, they haven't changed. It's not like...
就在你的三个核设施被毁灭之后，伊朗叫嚣着要消灭以色列，要消灭美国的口号还是没有改变。
You have to understand that when wickedness is being released, I'm not talking about the people, I'm talking about an evil regime. But when wickedness is being released, you have to cancel it. You have to go into the courts of heaven and you need to make decrees saying...
那比如说你要明白，我们不是针对那里的人民，而是针对那个邪恶的政权。当邪恶被释放出来的时候，你得取消他的计谋，你得上到天上法庭去宣告和声明。
Father God, I take those words that were spoken, death to the United States, death to Israel, I cancel them. I speak life to the United States, I speak life to Israel. Father God, I even speak to the people in Iran. These are many, these are good people with a bad government. Father God, set them free from the tyrannical dictatorship that's holding them back in Yeshua's name.
拉比示范了我们到天上法庭如何取消仇敌所发出的邪恶计划。他说，天父，奉耶稣基督的名，我取消仇敌对着以色列的死亡宣言，以及仇敌对着我的国家的死亡宣言。我向着以色列，向着我的国家述说生命。天父，我甚至要对着伊朗这些善良的平民老百姓宣告生命。天父，释放他们从那个邪恶专政的政权当中得自由。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
So the Issachar anointing not only knows the time and the seasons, but understands it's time to go in as warriors and speak out.
所以由以撒加恩膏的代祷者，不光要洞察出季节、时机跟迹象，而且明白在什么时机要以代祷勇士的身份上到天上法庭去宣告和声明。
And the fifth thing is you need to have a radical devotion to Yeshua in all things.
第五个特质就是要对耶稣和属灵的事物有全然委身的追求。
Reason I'm taking the time off is I need to go radically deeper in the spirit, spend more time in the word, looking for patterns, looking for shadows, looking for forerunner type scriptures, asking the Lord to give me scriptures. That's the way I do it.
拉比说，为什么今年夏天我要休假，竭力的进入安息？因为我要在不被打扰的状况当中更深的寻求神，花更多的时间从神的话语里面找到模式、预表，还有被呼召作为一个先锋者神给我的经文。然后我会从圣经当中，不管是哪一处的经文，可能是诗篇，可能是列王记所描述的历史当中，看到过去同样的模式又发生在现今的时代。
And so what it does is it gives me insight prophetically to know how to speak to it.
这是我从其中得到先知性的洞察力，知道如何回应，知道如何以此来发预言。
So a lot of, you know, having the Issachar anointing is not just hearing the voice of the Lord, it's seeing the patterns in the word. It's also seeing the patterns in the world.
所以具有以撒加的恩膏，并不光只是听见神说的话，而是从神的话语的字里行间当中能够看到模式，也从这个世界上所发生的事情与圣经的内容相互印证。
The patterns in the calendars, looking at the numerical numbers and what God is saying, looking at the months, looking at the week.
能够看得懂神的力，还有神借着其中的月份、周数、日子所要表达的，也就是能够解读律法中的数字。
All of those things together, what it does is it gives you a collective strategy to know how to do spiritual warfare because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and heavenly hosts in dark places.
把这些整合起来就成为我们属灵征战的策略，因为以弗所书六章十二节告诉我们，我们征战的对象不是属血气的，乃是与那些天空属灵气的恶魔、黑暗权势当中执政的掌权的征战。拉比说，我提出的这些我知道很难，而且这么多年来人们邀请我去传递信息的时候都没有要求我来教导这些，他们多半是直接问我说，神现在说什么？我们想要你告诉我们神现在说什么。
Why do they do that? They don't may not know the label, but it's because I'm carrying an Issachar anointing. And so this is a time in this season, as you're watching this podcast of Issachar, you need to ask the Lord for the Issachar anointing in your life.
为什么会这样子呢？因为他们认出我的身上带着以撒家的恩膏。所以拉比对着收听这篇信息的听众们说，如果此刻你正在收听这个信息，你要求神将以撒家的恩膏赐给你。
Need to say, Father God, I need to know the times and the seasons, and I need to know what God, Lord, what Israel ought to do.
你要对神说，神啊，我需要知道时机和季节。神啊，我也需要知道以色列现在当行的事。
Because if you're watching Israel's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how they're responding, it's going to speak volumes to what you're doing. It's going to speak volumes to what you need to do and in your personal life. Because your life is like a little personal war room for your family, your business, your church, your congregation.
因为如果你也关注以色列的历，也就是希伯来历，然后你看看以色列人如何应对这希伯来历，这会对你个人、你的家庭、你的事业以及你的教会产生极大的启示，因为你的生活就是为了以上这些领域在进行征战的时候的战情势。
I would really highly recommend that you press in and ask the Lord for an Issachar anointing.
拉比说，所以我会强烈的建议你向神寻求这个以撒家的恩膏。
People need to embrace the fact that God wants to speak to them.
人们需要接受一个事实，就是神想要对我们说话。
You don't have to be a prophet. The scripture said, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice and follow not another."
你不需要是一个先知才能听见神。圣经上告诉我们，耶稣说过，我的羊认得我的声音，所以我的羊不会去跟从别的声音。
I really think that if you're going to start with the Issachar anointing, you have to start fine-tuning the way you listen.
拉比提到，我想如果你真的要开始进入以撒家的恩膏，首先你要开始调整你倾听的方式。
Define tune the way you observe and see things.
你要对于你观察事物和看见事物的方式做精细的调整。
Define tune the way that you hear things.
要对你聆听神的方式做精细的调整。
You need to spend more time listening, looking, and meditating on what's going on around you than speaking.
然后你要在你发话之前花更多的时间去观察和聆听你周围所发生的事情。
Yeah, it's critical. I mean, for me, I mean, I'm a leader, and I have to know, like, what, you know, what I'm saying. And people come, you know, we're going to be doing an interview here next week. They haven't told me what it's about, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be like, what's God telling you about the times and the season?
这些都很关键，特别拉比提到自己作为一个领导人，他必须知道要说什么。特别在下周有人要来访问他，那么虽然对方还没有告诉他访问的内容是关乎什么，但是他想应该就是要问他对于这个季节这个时机神在对我们说什么。
I would say this, if I got 5 minutes to sit down, let's say with the Minister of Defense in Israel and or the Prime Minister Jimmy Gord, what would you, you have 5 minutes, tell us. I'm not going to take 5, I don't even need 5, I can do it in 2. I would say when you're dealing with evilYou have to finish.
拉比说，比如现在我有5分钟跟以色列的国防部长或者是总理纳塔雅胡对话，或者反过来他们给我5分钟，他们问我说，你告诉我们神现在对我们有什么指示。拉比说，我可能不需要5分钟，我2分钟就可以讲完了。就是神说，当你面对邪恶的时候，你必须完全解决它。
You have to finish.
没错，必须完全解决它，也就是完成完全解决邪恶的任务。
Do not let outside sources talk you out of finishing what is affecting you and your families. And that's the key. Even like Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Defense Minister.
拉比强调，是的，必须完成任务，不要让外界的声音劝阻你完成那些会影响你和你家人的事情。这是一个关键，即使是对像以色列的国防部长和总理纳塔雅胡这样的人，都必须秉持这样的原则。接着拉比提到他国家的领导人以及执政团队当中支持以色列的人，他说这些人做的都非常好。
I'm probably as comfortable and proud of what the United States is doing interacting with Israel.
我对于我自己的国家和以色列之间的互动引以为荣。
But I will say this to our Jewish people, you need to finish and don't let somebody who's politically or capitalistically financially motivedto try to say, well, maybe you can kind of like 7/8 finish, and then it'd be more financially better for you, and politically, because we're all in there turning against you.
拉比说，我要对我的犹太同胞说，你们必须完成这项任务，不要让那些出于政治、资本或者是金钱利益的人对你说，嗯，你做到现在就好了，或者是你完成七成、八成就可以了。因为这样子对你的财务状况以及对你的政治立场会更好，因为此刻这个世界的舆论正转向敌对你。
Listen, as a Jew, I can tell you the whole world's turned against us, so it's like you're not going to like do 7/8 and like, oh, they did 7/8, so we're going to like them now.
拉比说，听着，作为一个犹太人，我可以告诉你，全世界一直都在反对我们，所以不会出现那种你现在就停止，或者你完成任务的七成、八成，这个世界就会赞同你喜欢你的情况。
That's not how this works.
事情不是这样运作的。
Go ahead and finish.
你得去完成它。
You need to finish because the only thing evil knows is strength, and the only way to have peace is through strength.
以色列人必须完成这个任务，因为邪恶的势力唯一认可的就是力量，而得到和平唯一的途径就是透过力量。
Your life, it's the same way. You may not be battling the Ayatollahs in Iran, like what Netanyahu is, but you're battling the Ayatollah devil who wants you divorced, broke, sick, steal, kill, and destroy. It's the same thing.
而这在你生命中也是一样的。你也许不用像以色列的总理纳塔亚胡一样在对抗伊朗的最高领袖，但是你的生命也正在面对那个想要让你离婚、破产、生病，在你生命中进行偷窃、杀害、毁坏那个最高的邪恶势力。
May not be sitting in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or Tehran, but where you sit in the courts of heaven, God wants to send angels to deliver you and bless you and prosper you and give you a future and give you a hope.
你也许不在特拉维夫、耶路撒冷或者是伊朗的首都德黑兰，但是你可以上到天上的法庭，站在神的面前，而神想要差派天使来拯救你、帮助你，神要赐福给你，使你昌盛，赐给你未来以及盼望。
Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And as it says, in John, it says that Jesus said, I have come to bring life, life more abundantly.
就像约翰福音十章十节说的，撒旦来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，但耶稣说，我来是要叫你得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
But if you're going to have life, then you have to choose life by finishing, removing the evil and killing the death structure.
拉比说，但如果你想要得到生命，你就必须选择生命，并且透过完成任务来清除这些邪恶、死亡的权势。
And that's the key with the Issachar anointing. That's the key with this biblical year 5785. That's the key to, from the summer into the fall, you have to make a decision that you're going to finish.
这就是以撒迦恩膏的关键，也是神的力5785年的关键，更是从夏天一直进到秋天节气的关键，就是你要下定决心去完成神托付的任务。
You're going to finish.
重点就是完成任务。
I was with John Smoltz, the baseball player. He and I were praying for our paratroopers, an area I can't discuss.
拉比说，今年我曾经和一个棒球名将约翰·史莫斯一起在以色列，一个我没有办法透露的以色列军事地点。约翰·史莫斯之前是美国职业棒球选手，他常年担任先发性的投手，在2015年的时候他入选美国棒球的名人堂。那么拉比就提到，当时他跟约翰·史莫斯一同在以色列这个他们服侍的伞兵部队军营当中，当时伞兵部队的指挥官就召聚了一些年轻的领袖们来问拉比说，你可以为我们祷告吗？拉比说，好的，我正准备要为你们祷告，但是现在我想先请约翰·史莫斯来为你们祷告。当我这样说的时候，约翰·史莫斯就吓了一跳，他说，我的专长是在棒球的领域，应该是拉比祷告吧。那么拉比就告诉约翰说，不，我想主要你来为我们祷告。那重点是约翰·史莫斯是重生的基督徒，被圣灵充满，也是非常属灵的人，但是他并不觉得自己可以发预言，是个先知，但是他还是接受了这个任务，去为这些伞兵部队的年轻领袖们祷告。拉比说，我要跟你们分享这一段，是因为他在祷告的时候，他确实是在发预言。
Prophesied, and we were in the furthest northern part of Israel. This was when everything was coming apart.
要知道，当时我们身处在以色列最北部的地区，那时局势正面临瓦解和崩溃。但是约翰一开口，他就在发预言。
And we put our arms around these young men. They're all like 22, 21, you know, and here we are as like fathers. We put our arms around them.
于是我们就让这些年轻的领袖们站在中间。那么这些年轻的领袖们年纪大概就是21、22岁，而我们两个较年长的人就站在他们的身后，把双手张开环绕住他们的肩膀，就像父亲一样。拉比说，我请约翰带领我们祷告，我要先听他怎么祷告。接着约翰史莫斯就开始祷告。一开始他说，当我的棒球生涯接近尾声的最后三年，因为我的年龄、我的体能还有我的旧伤，我被他们当作比赛当中的终结者，也就是在比赛的最后阶段他们会把我换上场，而我的工作就是确保我们会赢得这场比赛，然后结束这场比赛，而那是我职业生涯当中最美好的时光之一，因为我可以尽全力的来投球，不用苦撑九局。约翰史莫斯说，我真的很享受能够上场投球去终结那场比赛，然后为全队带来胜利，这为我棒球职业生涯最后带来许多的乐趣。
He said, "So what I want to pray for you as young men." And he said, "Can we just grab arms?" And he did, and he prayed this.
接着他对这些年轻人说，我要这样子为你们祷告。他把大家更聚拢一点，然后我们仍然把双臂打开，放在这些年轻人的背后，环抱着他们。
Prayed this. He said, "I pray for you, and I pray for all of Israel." That the finishing anointing that God gave me to finish in baseball, to put me into the Hall of Fame, that finishing anointing would be on you.
然后接着他说，现在我为你们祷告，也为全以色列祷告。我要把神给我完成任务的恩膏，也就是让我在棒球场当中使比赛能够终结得胜，并且进入我的职业的名人堂的恩膏，同样的赐给你们。
That where we stand right now, we were in such a strategic spot of the nation of Israel. And Father God, you prayed, and it was right below Mount Hermon. And Father God, we prayed, and John prayed that they would have an anointing to finish.
那么当时我们正站在以色列非常战略性的地点，也就是在黑门山的山脚下。所以约翰史莫斯的祷告加上我的祷告，都是让他们有完成这个使命的恩膏。
And I think that's an Issachar word.
拉比说，我认为这个祷告是以撒迦的话语。
That's an Issachar word for you, that God would release right now in this podcast an anointing to finish. And just like Bishop Paul spoke years ago at House of David, may you finish and may you finish well.
此时拉比正对着镜头对收听这个信息的我们说，神此刻也要透过这个信息释放完成任务的恩膏给你。就如同来自非洲 Togo 的 Bishop 保罗曾经在大卫之家所发过的预言，就是你不但会完成任务，并且你会最妥善的完成。
Do not fight a battle. Do not take out 7/8 or 3/4 of the enemy. Finish it 100%. Kill that enemy that's in your family. Put it into the coffin. Take 100 nails and nail it down. Dig a deep hole. Throw it into the lake of fire and bind it and say, "You will not come back on my family."
拉比提醒我们不要打一场仗是只除掉70%-80%的敌人，或者只消灭3/4仇敌的势力。要征战，就要100%的去完成。在灵里要把那个敌对你家的仇敌全数的除尽，要有完成任务视死如归的决心，要捆绑你的仇敌，要把你的仇敌全部的丢进硫磺火湖中，不准再回来。
Say, "You will not come back on my family. Your traits of poverty, divorce, your sickness, disease, cancer, heart disease, whatever it is finished."
对仇敌魔鬼说，你不能够再回到我的家中造次，你攻击我的家，使我们贫穷，面临离婚，有遗传性的疾病，癌症，心脏病等等，不论你用什么方式攻击我们，都结束了。
I have brought my faith into a new identity, and I will walk in the peace of that identity of Christ in me, that's a hope and glory.
我已经在信心中进入我的新身份，我要行出在基督耶稣里的平安，因为耶稣基督在我里面就是我的荣耀和盼望。
I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who gives me strength, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me that strength.
靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做，因着耶稣基督，我能够得胜有余。
I seal it. This is my year to finish the doubt, the shame, the unbelief, the double-mindedness. One foot in this way, one this way. One day, great faith. Next day, great fear. That's done. I'm burying that person. I am going to finish.
我以耶稣基督的宝血封存我的宣告。我宣告今年就是我去完成、结束我的怀疑、我的羞耻、我的不幸、 还有心怀二意，一会儿东，一会儿西，今天信心满满，明天又充满恐惧，这样的模式。
That's done. I'm burying that person.
我宣告这样的日子已经结束了，因为我要把这样子的旧人埋葬。
I'm going to finish. I'm going to receive that prophetic word that came from John Smoltz, and I'm going to say.
我同样要领受约翰史莫斯他所发的预言和完成任务的恩膏。因此我要说
Father God, I'm a finisher and we're going to win because the book says we win.
天父，我要做一个完成使命、终结任务的人。我们必然是得胜者，因为圣经上说我们已经打赢这场胜仗了。
A powerful ending.
至此主持人戴尔说，这真是一个有力的结尾。这是我想到每次在节期都会从非洲 Togo 来到大卫之家的保罗主教常说，你们一定会完成任务，并且妥善的完成。所以就让这句话成为这个信息的结语。那么你可以为今天晚上你所收听到的这个信息撒种。
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for your generosity as we minister in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria to all ends of the earth.
谢谢你们收听今天晚上的信息，也谢谢你们为着我们向着耶路撒冷、犹大地、撒玛利亚，直到地极的服事来撒种。
God bless you. We love you. And Shabbat Shalom.
神祝福你们，我们爱你们，安息日平安。